My introduction into this problem came a number of years ago before Guard Your Eyes was around. And it came as a result of a letter that was sent to my column in Hamadiyah. I don't have to give any speeches, I'll just read you the letter. There are thousands of youngsters, of yeshiva guys, who are seriously addicted to a secret life, such as mine. I know. I see it. It takes one to know one. You can imagine what kind of rocky futures are awaiting us. I read all the Jewish Observer articles on the evils of the internet. I want this letter to be published to say, you have no idea how prevalent and far-reaching the effect already has been and will continue to be. What you do see is less than the tip of the iceberg. My question to you is, how do I get up? Without being overdramatic, you are reading the last gasp of a drowning soul. This letter was extremely provoking to me because I felt helpless. I had nothing to answer him. Guard Your Eyes wasn't around then. This was before Guard Your Eyes time. If I get this letter tomorrow or something like this, I have an answer to him. There are very few people to whom I can refer to in terms of therapy. But even a good therapist in an addiction can do nothing without a powerful support group. That's the nature of addiction. But to make matters worse, we don't have many therapists that are adequately trained for this. The number of divorces that are happening because women feel betrayed because their husbands are looking at the pornography. It's very, very difficult for that kind of wound to heal. We now have a source of help in Guard Your Eyes. It is so difficult for people to go to a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous. They don't want to be seen. They don't want to be identified. Imagine if they have to go to a meeting where there's going to be clearly identification of their involving in a sexual problem. Furthermore, not all of these people need Sex Anonymous. You know, it's like the sending a criminal to jail where he can learn more things about how to commit crime. And you have somebody in an earlier problem of sexual addiction, like pornography, and if he picks up the wrong company, he can get worse. So, Guard Your Eyes has a method to put people in touch with each other where they can remain anonymous. You can have group meetings without anybody knowing who you are. You can talk to people to give you chizuk. And there is now a part for the spouse also. The spouse of the internet addict to help her with what she has to go through and hopefully to be able to save marriages. There's one letter that I did not bring along from a young man who says how wonderful it is that now their marriage is back on track, and as a result of Guard Your Eyes, the marriage has been saved. So we are talking about an affliction that is hitting thousands of families, and if it is not going to be addressed and it's going to be swept under the rug, will not only families will suffer, but the children will grow up in undesirable conditions. So I don't know that there's ever been a more serious problem to Klal Yisrael's Kedusha than that which we have now. And the only weapon we have against it, the only one, is Guard Your Eyes. And that's why it's a pikuach nefesh. The people who are running Guard Your Eyes have had a great deal of intuitive hatzlocha and siyata d'shmaya in being able to provide sources of chizuk, groups, people talk to each other. I try to contribute whatever I can. Again, it's the only vehicle we have. But it costs money to keep it going, and it can expand its reaches, reach more people, and reach them in more ways. So I believe that anybody who has a chelik in this mitzvah is really doing something for Netzach Yisrael. And I hope that Guard Your Eyes, with giving the support to provide earlier and earlier intervention and be able to save young people, older people. And some people say that the old Yitzhak is worse than the young Yitzhak. And it's everywhere. There's no, the idea of get away with the internet is doing away with the telephone. It can't be done. And we just have to find methods of being able to save people. And that's what we're here for. Thank you for listening.